Hello, and welcome to the first episode of my podcast, Fascinating Lives of the Past. Today, I, your host Roberto Pacini, will be conducting an interview with my grandfather, Roberto Pacini Sr. The son of an Italian immigrant, my grandfather was born in Colombia. He was raised there, had a family, became the mayor of Barranquilla, and later, even a governor. Today, we will be exploring his childhood, his time in office, and his move to the United States. If you're ready, I'm ready to take a closer look at this fascinating life. This is my grandpa, and I'm going to be interviewing him today. So my first question for you is, what was your favorite childhood memory?
Well, I have many good memories, but one that always comes to mind and always brings almost tears to my eyes is when my grandfather brought me from Colombia, and he took me to Boston. And he took me to the university that he went to, Tufts University. And we went around the grounds, and I remember I had a bow and arrow, not a real one, in a beautiful lake. And he told me all about his time there when he was young. And I really appreciated that trip so much, and it's a wonderful memory.
So, moving on, still in your childhood, what was your favorite subject in school when you were...
Well, we're talking through all my school years. I think my favorite subject was definitely philosophy, especially history of philosophy.
What would you say was the best class you ever took? Was it a philosophy class?
Absolutely, yes. When I was in high school, my philosophy professor, he was a father, a Salesian father, Italian Salesian father. He was also the teacher in the University of Philosophy. He was a philosophy teacher at college, and he wrote several books on philosophy. And he was just a wonderful, wonderful teacher and a great example. And I will always remember. We kept in touch for many years until he moved back to Italy when he retired. And I always will have a fun, great memory of him.
So, I know later in life you would go on to become a governor. What attracted you to politics from a young age?
Well, I was a lawyer, and I worked in my family business. And out of nowhere, the government decided to intervene in business. And we had to change our ways, and I believe that it was very unfair. So I decided I was complaining a lot. And one day somebody told me, well, if you complain so much, why don't you do something about it? And that's what motivated me to start my years in politics.
So going back to your father's past, I know he was a migrant from Italy. How much do you know about his immigration from Italy to Colombia?
Well, it was a difficult situation because, you see, his mother was Colombian, and he was in Italy, and he was already 17 years old, and he was in school, and they already recruited him for the army of Mussolini, the Popolo, il Esercito del Popolo, the army of the people, Mussolini. He already had... And he started his training, but his uncle from Colombia went to Italy, went to the Colombian embassy, and they managed to prove that he was a son of a Colombian, and he brought him back right before the war started. For many years, he was not happy because he wanted to be in his country and do what he needed to do. But later he realized that all that was a purpose with no meaning. Mussolini's war was Hitler's war, and he was grateful that he didn't have to participate in it. But he still remembers his friends and his soldiers that he worked with and he trained for. But me, I appreciate my great uncle so much because he brought him back. And thanks to that, you know, we're all here.
Mm-hmm. So what would you consider your greatest achievement in life? Like anything? It doesn't matter if it's a child, as an adult.
Well, there's two things that I cherish and I thank the Lord for every day. One of them, more recent, is the opportunity that he gave me to teach kids, children, boys, girls. And that was a wonderful experience. I think I probably learned more from them than they learned from me, but that was an incredible experience. But before that, when I became mayor of the city of Barranquilla, almost 40% of the population had no water, had no electricity, had no roads, had no hospitals. They had to go to school and walk on the mud with their... And I didn't know this. And if I had never gotten in politics, I would have known it, because you never went to those parts of the city. It was a hideous city of 400,000 people. But when I saw this, and then one day, right after I became mayor, I went to the children's hospital, and I saw all those kids in the beds suffering. And I asked the doctor, what's the problem? He says, the problem is that they have no water. So they drink that terrible water, so they dehydrate it, and they're sick, and they're sick because of that. So all my effort was for that. And in the years that we were there, we managed to give that population back a lifestyle they deserved. They had water, we gave them electricity, and it wasn't me. It was a team. It was a good team. I was just part of that team, but we managed to do that. And that I will always cherish, and I will always thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to be part of the team that made a difference in these people. And just if one of those kids, you know, did well, and that would be enough.
So, next question is, what would be one story that you would think best describes your personality that happened while you were a politician in Colombia?
Well, when I was governor, every time I was going to go somewhere in the city or in the state from one place or another, the police and the general that's in charge of the army there would say, well, wait a minute, you need to go with some of my people so they can take care that nothing happens and all this, and armed and all this. And I told him, you know what, General was the army, Colonel was from the police, and I said, you know, I appreciate your concern, but that day I cannot go on my own to any and every part of my state, that day you will see my resignation. So no, I will not accept anybody going with me. I go with me and my driver, and the day I cannot do that, I will not be governor again. I will not be governor anymore. I think that's probably what defines the character that you need to have. Because many people think that being a governor or being a mayor, oh, it's a great thing and honors. No, it's a great responsibility. And it really builds on you. And you never feel that you did enough. And I always, every day, I say, oh gosh, maybe I could have done more. But that's the way things are. You just do your best. Mm-hmm. But what we did, it was a team. It was teamwork. It was many of us together trying to do what really we managed to accomplish.
What would you consider the best or the most defining moment in your entire life?
Oh gosh, when I met my wife, which I've been married for 57 years. And she gave me the most wonderful kids, the three girls and three boys. And let me tell you, your dad, boy, he was a difficult little guy to get get along with when he was little. He was, oh, well, no, let's not go there.
What would you consider the biggest change when you had to move to the United States from Colombia?
Well, you know, in Colombia, because of my family and everything, you know, you had so many, I mean, you had a driver, you had a cook, you had a, and, well, when you come here, you know, you learn to do everything on your own. But you know what? Gosh, it was a great experience, because when I got here, you feel like, golly, I don't know how to do much. You know, I was a lawyer and this, but I don't know how to. And here you learn everything. You have to learn to do everything, which is great. I think it makes you a better person.
What's the best piece of advice you would have for someone like me, younger generation?
Follow your dreams. Follow what you want to do. You know, today there's a lot of people that want to advise you and what do they call them? Influencers. There's a lot of influencers in time. Oh, influencer this, influencer that. You know, when I was growing up, and I still believe it, and that's something I will tell you. No, don't let anybody influence you. You make your own mind. You do your own research, and you decide what you want to do.
Last question is, what would you describe the motto that you live your life by in one sentence?
You know, you change as years go by. First, you know, I wanted to be a lot like my grandfather, who was a lawyer, who was a very esteemed and respected person. But as you grow up and you see the reality of life, I wanted to become a better Christian. I wanted to make a difference, a small difference. Just one grain of sand and work towards that. And you know, it's not something that you say, you know, this is what I want for my life. As life goes on and you learn more things, you aspire to different objectives. But basically, now, I think it's been so rewarding to be, for instance, a teacher for so many years. It's been great. So.
Okay, thank you so much.
No, you're always welcome. And, hey, I admire your good job, your good work, and who you are.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in this week to the first episode of my podcast, Fascinating Lives of the Past. I hope you enjoyed hearing about my grandfather's past, and tune in next week for the next fascinating life. Good night.